7.
Members of Congress need to understand that they were elected to protect the public, not to hurt the public.
That's Leon Panetta, concerned as he's on his way out about what's going to happen to the military thanks to the sequester, meaning the automatic cuts that will swing down coming up here pretty soon at the 1st of March. So tick, tick, tick. The clock is on for sure, and he's been screaming about it right from the very beginning. So there is a little bit of post-analysis, quarterbacking, if you will, of the State of the Union address, and sequester and taxes and all of that are mixed in. I have my own State of the Union address that's coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. But after digesting everything that was said, ultimately, I think there were some key points that people wanted to talk about afterwards, whether it was in D.C. over cocktails or just having a cold one, maybe in your own living room. People are frustrated with the talk of bigger, bigger government and yet no slashing. In other words, when are the spending cuts going to happen? And, you know, ultimately, how do we turn this around? We can't turn things around if we continue to spend, and continue to grow this government. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have any government, but for goodness sake, how much government do we need? So, again, America Tonight, Kate Delaney, my name. I'm the captain of this ship. Luckily, we don't need tugboats here like they do for the Triumph, which is a nightmare. I bet Thursday, Valentine's Day, couldn't come soon enough for all the passengers that will be able to get a hot shower, get on a plane, and get off of that boat for $500. They're going to get checks for $500 for all their troubles. You know, it's like a new diet plan. We have hoarding of food, limited sandwiches, and, oh, yeah, the toilets don't work. So I think on Twitter, this is one of the things that's been tweeted about the most. There are jokes piling up on top of other jokes when it comes to a Carnival cruise, and the CEO knows they're in trouble, so he's trying to tell everybody and calm them down about what happened on the ship and how they're being treated and everything they're trying to do to get the people to shore as fast as they can. I mean, for goodness sake, how much do those cruise ships weigh? How fast can they move when they're disabled? If that's the case, which it is, it's like it's just floating. You're at the mercy of the tugboats and also the currents and everything else that's happening where the ship is going through. But that's almost done. Thursday, that will be a big story, a big Valentine's Day story. Love in the air, getting off of a ship that was certainly not the love boat. If that was a honeymoon, that would be a very rough way to start the marriage. Speaking of getting married, American and U.S. Air are doing that, an $11 billion merger. It is like a merger. And this is a story that shouldn't be lost and should be talked about here on America Tonight. Why? Because many of you may fly U.S. Air, and you're going to find that the miles, what's going to happen with the miles, what's going to happen with your routes, what about American Airlines? Now it'll be the world's biggest airline once all is said and done. It'll take about a year for that to officially happen. So you had the boards of AMR and U.S. Air meeting to approve that merger. And like I said, $11 billion. Wow. I'm an American flyer when I fly, so forever that's worth for the few times I've been able to cash in those miles. And the AMR's bankruptcy folks will own 72% of the combined airline. So that brand is based in Texas, and all of that will move there. At least the brand will become American, and U.S. Air will eventually, it'll eventually go away. And so will some of the jobs. How many jobs and what happens to pilots and flight attendants and mechanics? I would say that the people on the American side probably have a much better chance, but it doesn't mean that the U.S. air people are going to be evaporated. But you're going to see American everywhere, because now we're down, we're whittled down to just a handful of airlines in the United States. Now you need a scorecard to figure out who bought who up. And remember, we used to have all those little airlines, and then we used to have bigger airlines. You can hear people talk about Braniff and how great Braniff was. Or I remember once taking a plane that was called the People's Express, and it was like Southwest is, where, hey, here's your card, it's a plastic card, have fun, it's festival seating. And I can't remember what it cost, but I know that it wasn't super expensive for me to fly from California to New York City, and I still remember that airline, and then that went away. You know, it'd be fun, actually, and we'll do this on the show. I want to try to talk to people who have worked for each one of those airlines that either got gobbled up or went away or, you know, whatnot, because it's so tough to make an airline run like JetBlue, which JetBlue uses people in Salt Lake City, a lot of them women in Salt Lake City, to do all their booking in an effort to try to use a workforce that's there and not have to go overseas and cut back on some of their overhead. And they've had a few bumps because they've had some bumps with passengers being stuck and stranded. Speaking of the boat and being stranded, they've had some bumps with people being stranded on runways and at gates. And, of course, that led to some changes with the airline and how long that can happen, you know, before you're reimbursed and everything else. But they've somehow managed to survive. They had the crazy thing with the flight attendant, the male flight attendant who decided he had enough and decided to take his beer and jump off the plane and slide off the plane. Remember with the emergency exit? That happened a couple of years ago. And so now JetBlue becomes one of just a handful of airlines, and you wonder what happens to the passengers. How many of us pay the price for that? Will the tickets cost us more? What happens with the flights? What about the availability? I really think that's going to be a regional thing. So if you're in an area, for example, like Texas or Dallas, where American has its hub, I think a lot will shift there. So I think that explodes, and I think the economy around that explodes. But I think if you track some of the U.S. air routes, some of those might get hit pretty hard because of this gobbling up, because of the Pac-Man effect with the merger. All right, coming up on America Tonight in this hour, we've got the mailbag. So many of you still wanting to talk about the State of the Union, what you liked, what you didn't like. Also, a few comments about the Pope. Some criticism the Pope's way, because it is, after all, Lent, Holy Thursday. And for Catholics in the States and outside of the borders, it's all about what are you giving up, and the ashes and what that symbolizes. Ash Wednesday, a very, very big, big day in the Catholic Church. For the last Mass said by the Pope on an Ash Wednesday, anyway. Hang with us. State of the Union next here on America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 13th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.83, $844.92 for a half-ounce, or $422.46 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,689.83, $844.92, and $422.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're going to do the State of the Union in our next segment. We're getting ready for that, so that will be coming up. Until we hit it, though, a couple of quick things that made heavy news for odds and ends besides reaction to what happened in Washington with minimum wage hikes, other proposals, some of the things that Obama had to say that really were just raw meat for the Republicans. There was reaction to Marco Rubio, and besides the way that he was talked about as far as drinking the water and how crazy that was and all the tweets over that, the question becomes, was he presidential? Would you vote for Marco Rubio in 2016? If you look at the bench for the Republicans and you're thinking, okay, who's in the wings? Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, his name keeps coming up. Marco Rubio's name keeps coming up. Bobby Jindal's name keeps coming up, the governor of Louisiana. So for Rubio, 41, young, the package, Hispanic, his family came to this country seeking a better way of life, and they were hardworking people. He went through college, had to pay off a big fat debt, and now here he is, a politician. So there's some things in his background that make him perfect to be talked about, but is he somebody who really has a serious shot at becoming the next president of the United States? You know, he's talked obviously about immigration. Immigration is a big deal to him. He can speak fluently in Spanish and obviously English. So when he did his State of the Union response, He did it in both languages and talked about the holes, the things that didn't work, you know, with Obama, tax, and what was happening to businesses and whatnot. But it's more about, was he presidential? Did he nail his points? Did he look like somebody who could end up in the White House? And the jury's out on that. There were many people that came forward to say they thought he did, that he did a great job. One of them was Jim DeMint, who said, you know, the Heritage Now, the Heritage Foundation president, former politician Jim DeMint, said that Rubio did a solid job in his response to what the president had to say in the State of the Union address, and said, you know, this is what the Republican Party needs. He's smart. He reaches out. He gets the idea of opportunity and prosperity and success, and gets that that's what America's about, and in terms of politics, in his response that he delivered. DeMint says he's definitely, you know, someone to be considered. It's funny because, you know, here we're talking about, we still have really 4 years of Obama. We're just into the tip of February, and this is how politics works. We're looking down the road. There's elections, important elections before that, but we're looking at 2016. You know, we're looking at 2016 handicapping. Okay, so this could be a stepping stone. Is this a stepping stone for him, or, you know, or not? Or did he show a few weaknesses, especially for some reason, the thing with the gulping and the drinking really, really, really annoyed enough people that as much as he was smart and made fun of it, and who cares, he had to have a drink of water, his throat was dry, he was talking, he was on a roll talking, but for some people, they're using that as reasons why, see, he's not smooth enough, he's just not smooth enough, you know, This is how you have to respond, right? Boom, you have to have a Bill Clinton type of delivery. That's what we kind of need here from somebody who's like, wow, trying to compare apples to oranges, I think, with Rubio and Clinton. In digging around today and looking at the State of the Union ratings, because I wondered how many people, you know, here I go on the air and I say, what were you thinking? Were you sitting there in your jammies? Were you watching? Were you whipped? Were you eating dinner, depending on what time zone you're in? Were you wanting to hear what the president had to say, even if you can't stand the president, even if you're, you know, if you're his champion, no matter what? Are you watching this? Or are you more concerned about other things? Well, the Nielsen ratings that came out, the people that watched, 33.5 million Americans watched the State of the Union, the lowest number of viewers since Bill Clinton made his final address in 2000. How about that? In 2009, this goes to show you, this is crazy. In 2009, for the State of the Union, the first one, it makes sense, 52 million, over 52 million. The second one, 48 million, 42 million, 37 million. It's just slowly going down, and 33.5, the lowest, and the second lowest, like I said, since they started doing it, 1993. See, and you want to compare something. George W. Bush's first, second term State of the Union address drew higher numbers, almost 40 million, 39.4 million. And Clinton's first, second term address in 97, 41.1. And I think it's, again, this frustration of who cares? We're hearing the same old nonsense out of Washington, and we're tired of it. And if we're, you know, if this is our guy, you know, that's fine. Just keep on keeping on, and I'm not paying attention to what's happening, because, you know, this is who I voted for, and fine, I'll read about it or hear about it. I'll flip on America Tonight or some other radio show, and you can tell me what happened, and you can play some sound for me, and I can look at the video of it, but I'm not going to sit there for an hour and watch it, because I'm not... I don't care. I'm done with politics. I need a break from politics. I'm starting to hear that from more people. Speaking of a break, I think one of the biggest things to come out of the State of the Union was this whole thing with the sequester that's going to force Congress to try to come up with some decisions. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had some serious doubts that, the Republican-led House and the Democratic-controlled Senate could reach any kind of an agreement on a budget and avoid the automatic spending cuts. In what he said immediately after the State of the Union, he talked about Obama's proposal for the federally supported universal preschool, and he said he was skeptical about that, didn't have any support for any of the immigration stuff or gun control or any of the universal background checks in the gun issue and the economy and the deficit. So this is looming. March 1st, folks, is when the sequester happens. And then the government runs out of dough to fund this giant machine on March 27th. So we're just going from one crisis to another. It's like a pinball machine. You know how you get that? You sort of get that tension. Do you ever play pinball when you were a kid or now? You may play it now. And you go in there and you're watching and it's going off of both sides. And you're just angling for free games. And you watch and it's all of a sudden, poof, it goes right down the middle. This is what's happening. The ball is going right down the middle and we're not even taking a swing at it. But we knew this was happening. This is why people are disinterested in watching the State of the Union address. Because we're not hearing any new ideas. And we're not solving the problem. The idea of targeting spending cuts and increased tax revenue, this is put off the sequester by doing both of those things. What, are you kidding me? And the Republicans are saying, yeah, sure, let's offset the sequester with spending cuts alone. Let's just do that. The people are already taxed. We don't need any more taxes. Forget that. Forget it. We're not going to do that. So the president takes off to North Carolina, goes to Asheville. This is after his speech. He does this on a Wednesday, promoting creating jobs and closing the gap between people who have money and the so-called middle class, if we have them anymore, or are you part of the middle class? Am I part of the middle class? And he actually went to a Volvo plant to plead the case for encouraging companies to bring back jobs to the U.S. And this was a retrofitted former plant, and now they're turning that around. So he's saying, look, here's an example. You know, other people can do this, but I don't think so. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next, plus a little mini State of the Union address.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
State of the Union Address. Pretty much, if you hear this sound, you know where we're at in America. Yes, indeed. We have flatlined. That's what's happened. Debt deficit. That's the two words I have for you. And taxes, 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 my friends, that's not what we want to do. For the State of the Union, I would say cut that word out of the vocabulary of any of the politicians responsible for the legislation. We cannot tax our way solely out of this. Ridiculous. And what are we doing when it comes to gas production? And what about oil? Why are we stopping the progress of oil that's not going to gush all over into our groundwater, places where we know it's nowhere near that? And we're wasting these this shale of oil and natural gas. Why? Because why are we trying to stop hydraulic fracking, fracturing? Why are we doing that? Why are we slowing down that progress? There's where some money could come from. Are you kidding? So it's nothing but tax and gloom and doom. So once again, to me, the State of the Union, clearly, when you hear this sound, we've flatlined. I think we broke the machine. We broke the machine, but it's a flat line, trust me. And we have flatlined, and that's the problem. You know, paying this 20, 30 years in the future, we cannot continue to do this. The costs are just completely outrageous. And to close the loopholes and to tax, have a tax increase, that's like putting cement on all of our feet. So, sadly, as I said, where we are in this country is at a point where we have to get beyond the blame game, and we have really have to force the people who represent us to earn their keep, and they have to make the decisions, tough decisions or not, even if it affects a program in their neck of the woods. They have to be, be able to make those tough decisions, because things like raising the minimum wage, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's not going to help, and doing that does nothing but put us in a situation where it cripples us even more, because how are we going to pay for it? In Obama's State of the Union address, where I wouldn't raise the minimum wage, he announces moving the minimum wage to $9 from $7.25 by the end of 2015. So then that pushes us to the highest inflation-adjusted value since 1981. And then the idea, because where are we plucking this money out of, that we would make preschool available to every four-year-old, and we would need also on top of that, so you got your education, and how are we paying for that? And then you would dump in this $50 billion in infrastructure spending. Sounds good, right? Do you have a rickety bridge near you, 70,000 of them across the country, and oh yeah, that would mean jobs. But we go to the size of government once again. It's increasing government as the form of somehow pumping up the economy, and it's definitely not doing anything for business or entrepreneurship or our competitiveness in the world by any of these suggestions. The goal is to at least put people, I think, in a position where they can grab the brass ring. I used to say that all the time on my show. It was one of my closing lines. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight, and remember, you can always grab the brass ring. I stopped saying it because the ring got so slippery, nobody was grabbing it anymore. That's what we want in America, the opportunity to be able to do that, the opportunity to be productive. And then with immigration, problems there too, saying that we want strong border security and we want a responsible pathway to citizenship, meaning paying taxes and having to pay a penalty and getting in line behind others trying to enter into the country legally. The words that he was talking about with respect to immigration were interesting, because I don't know that I've ever heard the president say it that way about the border security, that we'll have more boots on the border, stop the illegal crossings. And if there is, if that's true and we focus on the border first, then that's the one thing I would say would be part of our State of the Union address. That's something that should have happened a long time ago, and the laws on the books should have been enforced. So your number, 11, 12 million, 13, 14 million people in the country illegally, it wouldn't, it would definitely not be that high. And unfortunately, it is, and probably much, much higher. So more taxes, more spending, more government. That's it. That was it in a nutshell. You don't have to be right of right to sit there and hear that and realize this is what we're, this is what's being said. How do we pay? How are we going to pay for all the stuff that Obama was asking for when we already are faced with a horrible fiscal situation in front of us? We can't. It's that same thing over and over again. The analogy that so many of you have made and we've made on the show, it's like having a credit card with no limits. You're just going to rack it all up and figure, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to get a great job. I'm going to pay for it. So I'm going to push it all the way to the max. And then I'll have another credit card because, of course, they're going to offer me more credit. And before you know it, I'm in an incredible crippling hole. I'm putting everything on credit, including my groceries. What am I doing? I'm paying bills on credit. and I can't lift myself out of this. As a country, we are on a credit card. Everything is on credit. On credit, and we can't afford to be there anymore. And I feel like the State of the Union here for America Tonight has turned into a lecture, the nightly lecture. We don't want a lecture. It's what I said from the very beginning. You have to remind yourself each and every day that you live in the greatest country still on the face of the earth, and isn't it great to be free and proud to be a people the way we are in America, who fought for the freedoms and liberties that, you know, we all have. To listen to crappy music or to listen to great music, it depends on your point of view. To be able to choose different career paths and not have somebody tell you you can't do that the way they do that in the Soviet Union. You're funneled into one thing, or you're funneled in, or did do that, and you're funneled into to something else, and the opportunities aren't there. And we see this in other parts of the world, in China, where in the houses, well, first of all, you have the one-child rule. And then you also have the constant drone in the background, the state-run news that is pumped into your house, and that's what you're fed, and that's what you get. And there is no freedom. There is truly no freedom of choice. It's getting a little looser, but still not the same thing. We want our country to stay the way it is, to get better. And to not get worse. So we want to be able to say that we can go back on the merry-go-round. And, yeah, it might be crazy, but we have a chance at grabbing the brass ring. And the only way to do that is really power to the people. It's a democracy. It's we the people. And the only thing you can do is really push the people who represent you to do something, to call your Congress people, to call your senators and really push that. Send emails, 25 calls, 25 emails, and then the people in the offices really start to listen, and they have the ear of the representative, and that's when the conversation starts. That's when the conversation starts. It's not a lost cause. It's just that you have to take the action, and that's the only action that really gets results. If you had 1,000 people call and say, you know, we're not going to take this, let the sequester fall, whatever, we can't add to this government, we don't want this. If 1,000 people called from a district, from Lexington, Kentucky, from Dallas, Texas, from Ottumwa, Iowa, doesn't matter, wherever you are, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, they're going to perk up. They're going to listen. They're going to do something. 1,000. Even if you had a couple hundred, you would push everything over the top. But at least 25. 25 gets you in the door. Anything over that, and you start to really, really make the people who want your vote when it's up nervous, because they know that there's a movement out there. That's how the whole Tea Party thing got started, and that's how the Tea Party ultimately ended up with as much power as they did, because people were frustrated, and this is what they were doing, going to meetings and parks and that kind of stuff, and it just grew and grew and grew out of frustration, and there was enough pressure and enough of a buildup that some people were elected, like Rand Paul in Kentucky, really on a Tea Party platform, which is why he gave the Tea Party response to the State of the Union. And he says, let it fail, let it fall, hold it hostage with a sequester, because you can't continue to do the same things over and over and over again. All right, I want to hear from you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Going to check the mail on the flip side. I Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We're going to check that mailbag, hopefully coming up here, but take some calls, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's see, let's go out to Steve in Huntsville. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, or night.
There you go.
As I understand it, there really ain't no cuts that are going to happen. It's just that there's no... The military won't be able to spend or get their extra money to spend more than they spent last year, and that's the same on the other end. There ain't no cuts; you just can't spend as much.
Well, except for that, also coupled with that, you're right. But also coupled with that, the troops coming back from Afghanistan, everything surrounding the deployments, that's thousands of people that don't have jobs.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like what we wanted to do, is stop spending and cut spending.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, sequester is just what we want them to do.
I don't know. No, I think with the sequester, I think there's other areas where I would cut. In other words, for my money with the sequester, I wouldn't have cut as much still out of the military because of the drones and because of some of the money that you're going to have to rearrange that, you know, and as you said, it's not supposed to affect jobs, but Panetta, wink, wink, and a source at the Pentagon says, don't count on that.
And why can't they just, I mean, they moved it, why can't they go ahead and say, well, let's move it out to October when it's, you know, why can't they just kick it down the road some more?
Kick it down until, but the budget's due. That's part of the problem. Since there's never a balanced budget, that's the thing.
Let's just move this thing till April. Say, well, we'll look at it April 1st.
Yeah, if they're not going to do it now, just keep pushing it.
They don't balance the budget. All those senators and Democrats in there have got to be replaced. And my second question is, the only way you're going to stop Obama is either to find somehow to get him impeached where he gets scared or some law he breaks where he's got to spill jail time. The only way, and nobody's going to want to do that because they're afraid, but the only way you're going to stop him is to scare him where he either gets impeached or serves jail time. That's it.
Yeah, but Steve, here's the thing. There's no impeachment. That's not happening. I mean, even if you looked at different things, remember Fast and Furious and how come we couldn't see all the emails or just track Benghazi at the State Department or, you know, a myriad of other things. That's not going to happen. I think
because the Republicans are too weak to investigate forward. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, nobody's going to put that out there. What you just said. Nobody's going to step forward and do that. They're just going to they're just going to play out the 4 years. And what the Republicans have to hope that they can do is they got to get a better ground game, brother, because that ground game is what killed them in the last election. So the years in between, there has to be a buildup. You got to look to that bench and find the right people to run. Not the best of who gets whittled down. It was like we were watching with all of the debates. It's like we were watching we were watching Survivor and the last man standing. Woohoo! You get to be the nominee. Really, honestly, there's got to be something better next time around.
But it's kind of like and during the debate, though, even if the Republicans say sorry, it won't pass. Then like Obama's pretty much saying screw you. I'll find some executive order or some way just to bypass what's by law normally done. I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like the immigration thing. Yeah. Yeah, executive order. That's a powerful deal that people forget that a president can wield, and that's it.
Is he making up executive orders as he goes? Well, then he's got to go to Congress, supposed to pass and sign a law. Is he pretty much saying, well, if you don't sign it, I'll just make up something so I can sign it?
Yeah, let's hope that, but see, once again, challenging the Constitution, as much as you look at it, I got my own copy sitting here right next to me, the little pocket version, but the problem is, in challenging it, the law and interpreting the Constitution, tied up in court forever, it'll never happen, any of the push against some of the things that have happened with this government. That's the problem, Steve. It's the wheels of justice that turn so slow, especially, you know, you talk to, and we've had them on the show. I'll bring somebody back on again next week, but you talk to any of the constitutional lawyers and good luck in challenging some of the things that, you know, that we're talking about. And remember all the petitions and everything else and all the frustration. Nothing, trust me, nothing is going to happen. This administration finishes out for Obama, as in any second-term president, whoever it is, this is about legacy for them, and it's about they really can push what their own agenda is. We still have a legislative branch. We still have an executive branch, but now you don't have to, now you're not pandering for votes anymore, and the people around you aren't pulling you back. So if there were things that the president wanted to do and couldn't do before because it was close to the election, now it's, you know, full speed ahead. That's why some of the things that you heard in the State of the Union address, like the education for the four-year-olds, when we're broke, the things that that were proposed, the broad strokes, would cost us so much more money. And we come back to that question that you just brought up, the money, the money, the money. Where will we get the money with the crazy deficit that we have now at this point? Someone who's not afraid to spend the money, Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, you're a big backer of Obama. What did you think of the State of the Union?
I thought it was pretty good, but Boehner sitting down wouldn't stand up with that little kid sitting to his roof in their house.
You know what? He did have, I think I said this on the air last night, what I thought was actually pretty funny. He had a hangdog look the whole time when he was sitting back there, because the camera's always, at least even if it's blurry, it's always focused on Biden and him because they're right there behind the president. He was definitely unhappy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody else could have you know, clapped, gave him applause, but Boehner sat there like a little kid in his room, you know, took away TV or something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Boehner's has problems because He was part of the nicotine and Merlot meetings that they call at the White House when he played golf with the president. And then they had the secret meeting, remember, that nobody knew about. Yep. They were coming up with the grand deal. And he infuriated Eric Cantor and lost a lot of confidence was lost in Boehner. He almost didn't get reelected as the speaker. It was, in a way, it was kind of shocking that he did get it, because I think Eric Cantor wants to be the next Speaker of the House. So he's got so many problems in his own boneyard that's why he was sitting there the way he was, because he's stuck. He's stuck, too, with the split Republican Party, the people who want to do something and completely drastically different, and the others who are just hanging on and trying to stay in the middle, because there's no middle anymore.
Yeah, you see that? The Tea Party had to give their response.
Yeah.
The Republicans had to give their response. So
yeah.
Right there, so. Don't like they're going to kiss and make up.
Yeah.
But, hey, I was right about that Pope. I heard on the news again today that he built an apartment right in the convent. Nuns live.
Really? So it's not a monastery. It's going to be an apartment.
Yeah, a little apartment he built where the nuns live. 30-year-old man's going to be chasing them girls.
Saying prayers for the nuns.
Right.
I heard monastery, but okay, I'm going to give it to you if you heard it again.
I heard it today on the radio or TV. I can't remember what.
But on the grounds, I knew that, like, on the grounds, absolutely, because we've never had, it's been 600 years, there's never had a pope that just gave up. Here, take my cap, I'm done. You can have the job, and I'll just go, as Rick says, hang out with the nuns. Oh, how crazy is that? And he's not going to have any influence whatsoever on the Catholic Church. He's not going to give any advice to the new pope, any of that kind of stuff. Don't you think that perhaps there might be some conversation? I mean, more of these, he's just going to pray all the time and read. I would think that there would be some conversation, but, you know, what do I know? The Vatican is like a whole separate entity from everything else in Italy.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678.